Being the parent of like a little kid, I think has gotten a lot harder than when I was raising my daughter. She's 23 now, and I got to tell you, the decisions you have to make and the things you have to monitor and protect your children from today has gotten a lot harder. What do you give them that's still entertaining, but also aligns with your values? You know, we've talked about Way FM being a product that you don't have to filter, but like if you got Netflix in your house, you got to have the filter on.
And even Disney Plus, you have the same problem.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Disney Plus has been disappointing to me as a parent. And some of the things they've chose to put on there. And like, you got to watch it, you know? And that's why it's so nice to have something. If I was raising little kids, I would do PureFlix subscription, man, because you've got content on there that you're not having to filter out. And as a parent, I mean, I know we want to be involved in our kids' lives, but sometimes you need to park them in front of the TV and take 10 minutes to yourself. That's why PureFlix is a great option for families. You got family stuff, obviously. They're even dabbling in some drama. Yes. And PureFlix originals. Like, I saw the movie on their Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, and I have to tell you,
you cried.
I did. There was three times. Not once, three times.
I did.
I wept, and I was moved, and it was a great movie, and I think if I was raising my child now, I think PureFlix would be definitely a part of my family's entertainment plan.
So if you'd like to try PureFlix, text PURE, that's P-U-R-E, to 91979 to get your 1 week free trial. Faith and Family Entertainment with no ads on your favorite devices.
Being the parent of like a little kid, I think has gotten a lot harder than when I was raising my daughter. She's 23 now, and I got to tell you, the decisions you have to make and the things you have to monitor and protect your children from today has gotten a lot harder. What do you give them that's still entertaining, but also aligns with your values? You know, we've talked about Way FM being a product that you don't have to filter, but like if you got Netflix in your house, you got to have the filter on.
And even Disney Plus, you have the same problem.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Disney Plus has been disappointing to me as a parent. And some of the things they've chose to put on there. And like, you got to watch it, you know? And that's why it's so nice to have something. If I was raising little kids, I would do PureFlix subscription, man, because you've got content on there that you're not having to filter out. And as a parent, I mean, I know we want to be involved in our kids' lives, but sometimes you need to park them in front of the TV and take 10 minutes to yourself. That's why PureFlix is a great option for families. You got family stuff, obviously. They're even dabbling in some drama. Yes. And PureFlix originals. Like, I saw the movie on their Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, and I have to tell you,
you cried.
I did. There was three times. Not once, three times.
I did.
I wept, and I was moved, and it was a great movie. And I think if I was raising my child now, I think PureFlix would be definitely a part of my family's entertainment plan.
So if you'd like to try PureFlix, text PURE, that's P-U-R-E, to 91979 to get your 1 week free trial. Faith and Family Entertainment with no ads on your favorite devices.
Welcome to the Wallace Show Aftercast. All those things we did not get to during the course of the show, including some life stuff like Betty Rock back after her weekend of helping the two worst movers ever, her friends.
So inefficient.
Oh, my goodness. They've been moving for about the last year, and Betty Rock helps them every weekend.
And by past year, he means 3 weekends.
Still, that's a lot.
For most people.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Like, so they had other people that were helping you, correct, this time?
Yeah.
How many people roughly are helping these two people move?
A handful.
Okay, so I mean, they obviously have mansions that they're moving that amount of stuff out of.
No, I would say that one of them, though, and she knows it too, she should really purge a lot.
Mm.
And we ended up packing everything, and then we get there, and she doesn't want to get rid of anything, but she really should.
Here's a pro tip for you for moving hanging clothes. Gather them all up together on your curtain rod or in your clothes rack there and like put a zip tie around the top of the hangers. And then that way you can just carry a grip of them and they don't slide all around and stuff like that.
That's
a
good idea.
Then when you get there, you put them back on the thing and clip the zip tie and boom, there you have it.
I like it.
We moved my daughter in and out of college every year, like for coming home. And fortunately, she was close. Mm-hmm. And so we'd drive up, take all of her stuff out, put it all back. And so we got pretty good at moving things quickly.
Is she good about getting rid of stuff?
No. No, she holds on to things. She holds on to a lot of things like with sentimental value too. Mm-hmm. And so she gives it personal attributes and backstories and stuff.
Yeah.
And
I've got a best friend of mine that I helped her with her room one time and I found a jar full of cheddar goldfish.
Oh.
And it was because a past boyfriend, this was before she was married, a past boyfriend had given it to her, and she just never got rid of it. And I was like,
really?
No, this is like three years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forget there was like some kind of emotional tie to it.
Were they in high school, or are we talking about like,
high school, you do dumb things. Yeah. And like you, like that.
But should you have a jar of goldfish just sitting on a bowl?
Not now.
If you're broken up?
But if that story had been like a 30-year-old and her boyfriend, then I would have been concerned.
Sure.
But high schoolers are allowed to do the weirdest stuff.
Anyways, all that to say, like, I think they're all moved in. They're good to go. One of them I know is done. The other one, she probably has to go back to the apartment and, like, clean up and stuff. Okay. But then she's done. But all of their belongings are at the same place.
That's good. So, like I was telling you earlier,
Moving sounds like a lot, and it is, but I don't technically do that. Like, for instance, on Saturday, I told him, I was like, I'm sleeping late. So I slept late, and then I told him I would touch base with them after I woke up, and I did. And by that time, they had already gotten all the heavy and big stuff out of the truck, and then I just have to show up and help move the kitchen, which is just a bunch of jars and spices and stuff, and move that over. I can do that.
Okay.
Easy peasy lemon squeeze.
Yeah.
And the more you help people, the continuously bigger the army of people you have for your next move.
It always pays off
later, especially if you've done this for three weekends.
Yeah, but I like to keep it organized and little as best I can.
Sure.
Like last time.
Oh yeah, you had that planned out excellently.
Mm-hmm. This Thanksgiving, that's what I'll be doing, is moving my daughter out of her apartment. They're going to move to a new place, and so I have to go down there, and that's how I'm going to spend Thanksgiving in Orlando. It shouldn't be a bad move. Like, we moved her in you know, half a day. It's pretty easy. But I don't know that she will be as organized as when she lived here. My wife was like, okay, box this, do that. Mm. I'm hoping that she'll be that organized, but I'm not betting on it. I know she'll have like some kid excuse. Well, I was working. Oh, really? Were you working? Oh, so sad for you. Yeah, we all have to do that. I'm on my vacation helping you move, and you're 24.
Did she ask you to help her move?
It's kind of assumed. If she were to surprise me and like we get down there and she's like, oh yeah, my boyfriend helped me move and we got friends that do, I would be floored, flabbergasted, blown away, and I'd be like so proud. Like, yes, but
maybe you would hope she would.
Why don't you let her do that?
That's not how it's gonna go.
Why don't you let her do that?
Let her,
like, let her figure it out and let her do it, because you're already complaining about it,
right?
So just say, listen, I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy hurt his foot.
Okay.
And just say, I'm gonna need you to figure it out. And I bet you'd be surprised, she would figure it out and she would do it.
I'm sure she would. Yeah, I'm sure she'd figure it out. But then I'm there. I mean, it's like, yeah.
And but you don't have to be there.
I know.
Do you think that she'll either lean in the direction of, oh, my parents are coming to help me,
I should
be really ready for them? No. Or will it be, they're coming to help me?
Oh, mommy and daddy are coming. They'll help me with packing.
Yeah. So I don't have to get as
ready.
No,
I think I'm going to tell her that, like, look, if you want my help, I'll rent the truck even. Like, because I want to do it in one move. I don't want to do it in, like, four pickup trucks and going back and forth. Like, I'll do it in one fail swoop with a small truck. Like, I'll do that, but you need to be ready. I will have that, because I know I won't just let her flounder, but I definitely will put it on her, like, be ready to go. And then, like,
5 a.m.
Yeah, the cleaning stuff, that's 100% on you. Your mom and I aren't cleaning. You're going to have to come back, clean it up, you know, to get your money back on your deposit and stuff. So, yeah, so that's how Thanksgiving's going to go. Yeah, I hate moving. Okay. Excuse me. There are fast food chains that we always go to, and I found this thing about the most accurate fast food chains, okay? Who do you think is the most accurate fast food chain?
Chick-fil-A.
And fast.
Chick-fil-A. Okay.
Chick-fil-A actually was number one last year, but they were dead last this year.
They cannot.
For fastest. Yeah, for fastest.
Maybe that's just because they have such long lines.
That's it. That's
so popular.
Why. Because they're super popular.
And they're super popular, and yes, they have long lines, but it never bothers me because I can get through it so quickly.
They handle big lines well because they've had the two lines adjustment, which has been good, and they have kids out there getting your order as early as possible.
They do a good job at it, but it is just a volume thing. Like, my wife will constantly be like, oh, let's go to Chick-fil-A, and I'll look at my watch and it's noon. Like, oh,
nope.
I know I'm going to spend time in a drive-thru that I don't want to spend time in, you know, because it is long, because their product is good, so a lot of people go to them.
Sometimes if you want to get in quicker, I've done it where they have it just sitting out front already for me. So I just walk in, pick it up, and walk out.
Yeah. That is good, too. The fastest, they said, according to this study, this blew me away, KFC.
And you would probably argue against that.
I would 100% argue against that. My KFC is the worst. KFC should be the fastest. You make all the chicken. It's just sitting there.
It literally pick it up, put it in a bucket.
It literally is, which piece of chicken do you want? Let me put it in a box for you. I mean, it literally is that easy.
I can't think of the last time I've been to a chicken.
Me neither.
A KFC.
Really? Oh, I do like it.
Yeah, the one over here, and I can't tell you
why. Is it bad service? Yeah, they all are.
No, I realize this about myself. I am prejudiced against...
Yes, you are.
Different, like, stores.
Non-Chick-fil-A's, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, no. Like, for KFC, the one that's near me, I'm like, I don't trust it. Why? Oh. I've never been, but it just looks janky.
Yeah.
I don't like the Wendy's that's next to it either. I'm like, that one looks janky. Never go into that one.
Yeah, she goes to Crystal.
Yeah, I go.
That's fair.
But
it's in a gas station.
Yeah, I can trust them. But then also the Target that's closest to me, I don't trust it. I don't like
Target?
It.
Mm-hmm. Target has...
So I go to the one that's a little bit out of the way because I just like it better.
What do you not eat at Target? Oh, you mean just in general?
Just in general. But there's I've come to find myself like that. There are places that I don't go, and I don't have a reason. It's just, I don't like it.
I don't think like a ton of restaurants, like what McDonald's and Chick-fil-A did in terms of like modernizing all of, if not most of their restaurants to have like good exteriors and good interiors, I think was such a big win. Whereas I feel like the Taco Bells, the KFCs, like everyone else was kind of left behind in terms of they never... put crazy good effort into making the restaurants look insanely appetizing. Like, it's good food,
right?
But nobody goes like, oh, like that's just a clean looking KFC. Right. Every time I look at a KFC, I'm like, that just looks greasy on the outside.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, coming in on the fastest was Taco Bell, Hardee's, and Dunkin'.
The fastest.
Dunkin'
is usually pretty fast.
Yeah, they did good today. They did. Like, Gavin came in and he made the coffee run today. He's like, the A team was working.
Because I had the C team at one point last week, unfortunately.
Yeah. As far as accuracy, Arby's and McDonald's tied for first. Which is kind of interesting. I mean, McDonald's is pretty simple. You're like, I want a Big Mac, and you get it just that way. So it's hard. They did say that the most mistakes that happen in the drive-thru and stuff is with the drinks, like getting the wrong beverage. Huh. That's the one that gets messed up the most with some of these things. But Burger King actually was up there for accuracy, too, which is crazy.
Just because they only service like 5 people a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you should have time to get it right.
Yeah.
Oh, like, again, like KFC, man. I have a new barometer because my KFC constantly, like we'd get there, you'd wait for 10 minutes for someone to acknowledge you in the drive-thru. I'm not lying. And then there'd be an excuse like, hang on a second, I'm the only one working, I'm trying to get this order in front of you. That took 10 minutes. Then you'd be like, all right, can I have a such and such? Oh, we don't have really anything today. It's gonna be another 15 minutes because I'm by myself and the register's not working right. Like, oh my goodness. Like, and
that
so
place
now.
Will close. Down.
Well, now I think somebody took over. I think somebody realized it's not working. So now when I drive by it, if I see more than one car in the parking lot, because there's always like the one employee, if I see a minimum of 3 cars, I go in. Because there's like where the employees park, and then I go, okay, they're staffed today. Today's the day. And it's paid off so far. Like it's working, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, go figure. Having people work at your restaurant actually makes it work better, and you make more money. Mm-hmm. Crazy thoughts.
What?
I know. It's insane. This is kind of interesting. In-N-Out Burger. You know In-N-Out?
Oh,
I'm on
yeah.
a fast food tier.
Back to fast food.
They're in California predominantly, and a lot of people love them. But it's crazy because they actually have Bible verses on their products.
Oh. Hmm.
Did you guys know that?
Mm-hmm.
On the
I
bottom,
did not.
Yeah, on the bottom of the cup, it's John 3:16. And this actually started in the 90s. The lady who's the president now and owner now, she said the idea came from her uncle, Rich, who put Bible verses on the wrappers and the cups before he passed away in the early 90s. He like just accepted the Lord and wanted to put a touch of his faith on the brand. So Proverbs 3:5 is on the shakes cup. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not under your own understanding. This one's a little interesting. Revelation, here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice, I'll open the door. That's on burgers and cheeseburgers. And they're not afraid to go deep into the Old Testament. Nahum 1:7.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's on their most famous thing, the double doubles. The Lord is good and a refuge in the time of trouble. He cares for those who trust in him.
That might be the first Nahum verse I've ever heard
in
my life.
I know. It's crazy, though. But like this guy who got inspired by his faith at the end of his life was on fire and just wanted to represent it. And I'm so surprised in this day of craziness and everyone being triggered and upset about everything, that people aren't like, you got to take Jesus off your cups, you know, and stuff like that. Because they all get bent at Starbucks, you know, all the time and stuff. You know, you made something that looks like the Lord, you know, or whatever, you know.
Or they say happy holidays and not Merry Christmas.
Exactly. And so we're like, you can't do that as Christians, you know. Everyone gets upset about everything. So I'm super surprised all these years later. I guess it just goes to show, if you make a good product, even atheists are like, that's fine. I like the double-double, you know?
How many atheists are out there, dude, just in the line at Chick-fil-A being like, it's such a good sandwich.
I know, exactly. You're not going to save me. I just want you to know that. I'm going to be very clear. I'm ordering a double-double, some basket of fries, and a Coke with John 3:16 on it, but I am not going to accept your God.
But take
please,
money.
Yeah, give me that soda. I just thought that was kind of interesting. I just thought everybody kind of knew that. But
I never knew that, no.
Oh, that's cool.
For like a California company.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for like in liberal land.
Yeah.
So, Lady Rock, what do you got?
Well, Tom Cruise, he's always looking for the next big thing. He's always trying to one-up himself. So he is in talks about making a movie in outer space.
Nice.
What?
Yeah, he is talking with Universal Studios.
Real outer space?
Yeah, the movie would be filmed. What is fake outer space? I'm not sure.
Well, like I thought, like he's making a movie in outer space, like on a soundstage, but it's an outer space movie.
Oh,
but
I
like
see.
You're talking about legit going outer space.
So the cool. Movie would be filmed on the International Space Station.
What?
Yeah, and they said that Tom Cruise would be the first civilian to do a spacewalk outside of the space station.
He does his own stunts. Like, he's hung off the sides of planes and buildings. Of course he's going to do that.
He'd be a great, like, real astronaut.
This movie will be horrible, but it will just be so he can go to space. Like, he just wants to do that.
And
absolutely.
Just save the day. His character will save the
Mission
day.
Mission Impossible 10.
Exactly. But pretty cool. And what if you're, like, the producer, the director, and the photographer, and the lighting guy? Like, it takes so many people to make a movie. Like, I guarantee you there won't be a ton of footage there. They couldn't. I mean, they'd have to kind of take what they get quickly, and it will probably be one of those things where it's all shot on a soundstage, and then there's like four shots of him out in outer space.
Because the general set probably has hundreds of people running the
biggest craft
action
services
movies.
Have to be there.
Yeah, but I could see Tom Cruise being like, no, I'm going to be outside.
Oh, he will.
I'm going to
takes a GoPro.
Not even have a oxygen tank. I will take a snorkel.
Yeah.
It's like, well, no one's impressed anymore. Just be happy.
I don't know. I'm kind of impressed at him hanging off the side of a plane.
That'd be pretty sick.
Yeah. I'd still go see it, obviously. Lady Rock, what do you got for birthdays?
Mike Pollard, he wants to wish Hadassah a happy birthday from Abigail, Charlotte, Mom, and Dad.
Nice.
Saying Hattie is turning 15 this year. Her favorite things are crocheting, reading books, and listening to The Wally Show all the time. She makes it a point to do this for all of us in the family, so now it's her turn.
Oh, cool.
Oh,
I like that.
We'll come back to the question, but Justin is also celebrating a birthday today. He said, I live in the beautiful Pacific Northwest and love your show. Happy birthday,
nice,
Justin.
Nice, thank you.
Now, the question from Hattie is, it says, Hattie enjoys going on about how bad the Percy Jackson films were compared to the books, and dislikes BTS, the Bangtan Boys.
Yeah.
Very much. What are some of your biggest dislikes in rants?
Everything. Healthy peanut butter cups, you know, like not actually Reese's, but like the ones that people try to fool you with.
Sugar-free.
Vegans, like anything that's not
chocolate.
Meat. Masquerading as meat. I don't like that.
KFC drive-thru line.
I mean, like
the Panda Express drive-thru line.
My list grows every day, and they're always silly things, but they just
get
to me.
Blinkers, because he doesn't want people to know where he's going.
What was the first part of her question, though? Like
your let's see, what are your biggest dislikes and rants?
Oh no, the actual what she wrote there. I'm sorry, there was something that triggered me that I'm like not triggered me. I'm like
goes on and on about how bad the Percy Jackson films were.
Oh yeah, that's where I thought it was going. Like that where she has compared a book to a movie. Like I can't do that on anything. I've never read the book first.
There just is a movie.
Yeah,
there's not really a book. You know it's a book, but yeah. It's like you don't care.
Or like the movie's out and then people go, oh well, you should read the book. Why? I just want to see the movie. I just saw the movie. That's 2 hours. The other is going to take me 2 months minimum to read a book. And so I've never been able to compare them. Now, Gavin and Betty, you guys are both readers. Can you list a movie that you thought at least was equitable to the book?
Oh, equitable.
Yeah, because most people are like, oh, the books are the best. They're all snooty. Uh-huh. But I am curious.
The Percy Jackson ones are terrible.
I don't even know who that is.
I know. That's nerdy.
Oh. Okay. I would say the 1991, I think it was 91, maybe it was 93, Little Women.
Oh, really?
With Winona Ryder and Kirsten Dunst. That was really good. It was up there with the book.
Really? Okay.
Not the second. What about the second one? The other Little Women that came out like 3 years ago.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, you didn't?
I know. I really should watch it. I've heard great things.
It was good.
I don't know what it's on.
Ooh, I don't know if it's on anything. If anything, I'd bet it would be on HBO Max, but I haven't seen it anywhere.
I need to look into that, but I would say that one was good. And I love 2005's Pride and Prejudice.
That one's good. Yes, that's like nice.
I like the ending better than I do the book ending.
Okay.
Are you about to answer this question?
Yeah, I would say that, no, I can't answer this question. Gavin.
Okay.
You were saying something.
I think for me, it'd be Lord of the Rings. I think that there are probably people out there who would disagree with me on this, and I won't go into detail because I'm the one who cares in this room.
Yeah.
But I think that they actually did a very excellent job. It's these massive books. It's hard to really fit everything into 2.5 hours, but I was pretty happy with all the bullet points that they hit to tell a story from an author who's written one of the greatest fantasy novels in the world and they made good movies out of it.
So, oh, there you go. Boom. All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for our aftercast for today. And as
always, do you want to join in with anything?
I can't comment on this discussion.
All I can discuss is rants.
What about the Bible and Chosen? It's a TV show.
I like Chosen. It's easier to follow, man, and it gives me some visuals, okay? I don't read well. It's a problem. All right, that's going to do it for your aftercast. Thanks for being a potty.